Livrane me viot nem shine bebnem masoe benot enot. Amen. In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit, only one God. Amen. Hosanna to God in the highest, blessed He is He who comes in the name of the Lord. We celebrate today in the our Coptic Church and all the Orthodox Church too, the Palm Sunday. And we are saying, and we are singing also too with all the people and with all the kids and everybody also too, Hosanna to God in the highest. And we are saying many times, Hosanna to God in the highest. And when Abuna, in the final, after he finished, started just to finish the liturgy, and he started to give, before giving the communion, he go around and he took the body of Christ on his head and say, Tagiatis. And then all the people and the congregation and the kids say, Hosanna to God in the highest. Blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord. From Zechariah, 400 years before, he said, Rejoice greatly, O daughter of Zion. Proclaim it aloud, O daughter of Jerusalem. Behold, the king is coming to thee. Just and a savior is he, meek and riding on an ass and a young foal. And we celebrate today the enter of Jesus Christ to Jerusalem. And I hope if we can also celebrate the enter of Jesus Christ to my heart. And you can imagine, for example, that every single people, for example, the kids, for example, yesterday, I was very happy with all the congregation and the kids. And they are singing together, Hosanna and Eflogimenos. Outside, when there is a donkey and the Jesus Christ, and they did the same procession. And we were very happy for that. And at this moment, coming to my mind, how the people were very, very happy during this procession when Jesus Christ entered to Jerusalem. How I will be happy if I allow to Jesus Christ to come to my heart in first. Saint Augustine said, For Christ was not the king of Israel, so that he might exact a tax or equip an army with weaponry and visibly vanquish an enemy. He was the king in that he rules minds, in that he gives counsel for eternity, in that he leads into the kingdom of heaven for those who believe, hope, and love. The people shout, Hosanna, meaning save now. Hosanna, it means save now, or Lord grant salvation. Then I have to remember in this day that I'm celebrating with God, with Jesus Christ, the enter of Jerusalem to Jerusalem, but I wanted to allow him to go to my heart and knock the door. The problem that every time that Jesus Christ said, I'm knocking the door, but someone he has to open the door. This is only the problem. That's why St. Augustine said, like, first of all, he is not like a king, for example, like an earthly king. He's not a king of army. No, he is a king of the heavens. That's why I am seeking the heaven. Saint Xavier said, Now there was never any king. Simultaneously, just a redeemer, gentle and seated on a donkey, who came to Jerusalem, unless this is he who alone is king of kings, God of the Redeemer, Jesus. He is a kind, gentle, and abundant in mercy for all those who call upon him, as it's written. When we are talking to God, when we are praying, as Father Matthew the Poor said, He is not changing around me. He is changing the prayer, changing inside my heart. When I'm praying, I'm not changing the others. I'm changing myself. Then when I'm talking to God, I'm waiting the grace and the blessing which is changing my heart. That's why I have to allow him to talk to my heart in first. The conversation between me and between God, it is not me asking him and he is replying. No, he is asking me and I will answer him by my prayer. It's the opposite. We expect that our prayers, it's only I'm praying and he is a reply. No, he's always talking to me and I'm only answering him. That's why we have to rejoice. In St. Paul, he said, rejoice in the Lord always. You can imagine, send someone, for example, in a prison, and he's sending his letter to the people in Philippi, and they are also, they have a lot of issues and problems and troubles. And what he said, rejoice in the Lord always. You are in the prison. How you send this message to the people in Philippi, and you are under the problem, inside the troubles, how you have this happiness inside your heart, from where? Whatever happened in our life, if I keep Jesus Christ inside my heart, I will keep that joy. Nothing will bother me. I remember when I went to I served in Upper Egypt, and I went to serve the poor people there. I was expecting to find the people, for example, like blaming and complaining about their life and about everything. But I saw a people who are really happy, and they give me a message. Trusting God. I remember when we went to the homeless like 3 weeks ago. Some of the homeless, they stopped our kids because we went with some kids from like grade 6, 7, 8 and with the congregation. And some of them from the homeless, they stopped the kids and they said, don't do like us. Trust in God. You have a good future. The homeless said to our kids, trust in God. God is good. You can imagine they send me a message also too. Whatever what you are, where you are, whatever your circumstances, enjoy with God. But in first, I have to keep it Jesus Christ inside me. Every time I have to remember his name. I allow him to come to Jerusalem, to my heart, and say, Hosanna in the highest. Every time in the morning, for example, I have to sing this song, Hosanna in the highest, when I open my eyes, come to my heart and enjoy my life. I remember also, too, when I went to, I saw the Mother Teresa nuns, and they served in Egypt really a very bad condition, people, really. They are, for example, they have very bad diseases, for example, abnormal cases, orphans, and it was very hard and difficult, and I saw a smile face on their faces. I don't know from where. No, I know now from where. They allowed Jesus Christ to come to their heart, and they said with all the people, Hosanna in the highest, we love you, Jesus Christ, and you have to change our heart. That's why I have to keep Jesus Christ inside me. But the question is, how can we make joy a central part of our life? Number one, we need to allow Christ to enter, as we said, enter into and rule our lives. St. Macarius the Great said, the Lord is always knocking the door of our hearts, that we may open to him, that he may enter in and rest in our souls. He says, behold, I stand at the door and knock. If any man will open unto me, I shall come in and unto him. In Revelation 3, 20. That's why I have to remember that whatever your schedule, you are busy, you have to do your project in your school, or for example, you have work, or you have, for example, a lot of things to do at your home, your kids, your husband, your wife, whatever you have. If you can't find a space and time for Jesus Christ, you will never see him and you will never be happy. I saw a lot of people who really, really, they try to find the happiness and to enjoy their life, and they didn't find anything unless they came to the church. I have a lot of people, they are not Christian, and they came to the church like maybe the month ago, and they said, we never find the happiness and the satisfaction except inside the church. Outside, there is no happy. There is no happiness. There is no joy. Keep that in your mind. Number two, never allow the anxieties and troubles of life to drown out our faith and trust in God. That's why we have to rejoice. St. Paul said in the other part, don't doubt about anything, but in everything, through prayer and supplication, with thanksgiving, let your request to be made known to God, and the peace of God that passes all understanding will abide richly in your heart. then exactly what St. Paul said. And I have a question. If you came in the morning and you listen to the gospel of the matins, actually we listen now the four gospels about the enter of Jesus Christ to Jerusalem. But the question is, why in the matins we read a different gospel? It was the gospel of Zacchaeus. And we know exactly the story. But why the church, our Coptic church, chose the part from this gospel of Zacchaeus to read it in the morning? Because if you wanted to allow Jesus Christ to go inside your heart and abide in your heart, I have to repent exactly. And I said, I'm coming to you, Jesus Christ. I want to see you. Exactly like Zacchaeus, when he was very short and he had a lot of crowd around him, but he didn't care about anything. He didn't care about the crowd. He didn't care about outside the people, what they will say about him. He's a Christian and he knows exactly what he has to do. That's why he climbed the tree and he said, I wanted to see you, Jesus Christ. That's why it's very important that before allow to Jesus that Jesus Christ go to your heart and abide in your heart to keep the joy and the happiness inside your heart, I have to be like Zacchaeus and go up the tree, climb the tree. This is our beauty church, Coptic church, in the readings. They arrange the readings with the meanings. That's why Zacchaeus said, Zacchaeus, make haste and come down, for today I must stay at your altar. Jesus Christ, he said. What St. Gregory of Nyssa explained that. But we need to know that here on earth, there has never been and never will be true and perfect happiness and prosperity. For all our prosperity and happiness is only in God. No one will ever find true happiness and spiritually prosperity without God or outside God. Nothing in this world but God can fill our heart or fully satisfy our desires. A fire cannot be put out with brushwood and oil, because only water will put it out. In exactly the same way, the desires of the human heart cannot be satisfied with the good of this world, because only the grace of God can quench the thirst of our desires. We are 30. We need more, we need the happiness, but we can't fight. That's why St. Gregory said, if you really need that, if you wanted to quench your fire inside you, go and take Jesus Christ. That's why Zacchaeus has two problems, actually. He was short, and there's a crowd. The problem inside and problem outside. The problem inside, that I have to change myself first, inside me. I have to take a decision and say, I wanted to change myself. Number two is the crowd. Around me, there's a lot of things I'm attracted to. I have to cut all this attraction. That's why he said, come down. Jesus Christ said, come down, for today I must enter your Jerusalem as your king. This is exactly what he said to, exactly as to Zacchaeus. And he made haste and came down and received him joyfully. In Psalm 10:17, Lord, you have heard the desire of the humble. You will prepare their heart. In Psalm 107:9, for he satisfied the longing soul and filled the hungry soul with goodness. And finally, we have to discover that joy is to be thankfully for everything in our lives. If you really wanted to thank God about everything, go and see the poor people and the homeless, and for example, that anywhere they have a problem, and see, and you have to thank God. I remember one, I visit someone, she has a son, and he went to the hospital to do an operation. And the first day, she complained about everything. She blamed God about everything. Why you make this with my son? He had to do a big operation now. And after 3 days, I went again to visit her. And she told me, no, thank God for everything. I was like, she's different tone. And I asked her, why you are different now? 3 days ago, you said to me, you are blaming God about everything. She told me, you have to be with me in the hospital and visit all the people inside this hospital. I saw a lot of issues and problems and operations. That's why I have to thank God about my son. However, she is doing a big operation, but he's much better than the others. Then I have to thank God. I have to look outside. I have to look to myself. I still have eyes. I still have hands. I still have everything. I still have my life. Thank you for the breath. I have to thank God about everything. That's why it's very important to do that. That's why he said in Matthew 11, come to me, all you who labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you and learn from me. For I am gentle and lowly in heart, and you will find rest for your souls. For my yoke is easy, and my burden is light. Joy, Jesus, others, and yourself. Start by Jesus. Joy again, if you want to know exactly what is the joy. Jesus, others, yourself. Start by Jesus in your room and start to pray with him and ask him to change your life, change your, and especially for this week. We are asking God to help us. If you, for example, you didn't do anything during the Great Lent, now it's left only 1 week. Be happy in this week. Even it's, we can say, like it's a Passion Week. For myself, I can say it's a Victory Week. That's why I have to be happy that Jesus Christ saved me. Then I have to have joy. Jesus, first, I have to work it with him. I have to ask him to change my heart. Number two, I have to help the others, and I have to love everyone, even the enemy. And the third one is yourself. I have to keep myself pure. And I wanted to tell you the last 2 minutes now. Yesterday, it came to my mind when I saw the donkey or the horse outside, and we did the procession outside with all the kids and something like that. I was thinking about the horse because he was very, very anxious, and he nervous also too, because there's a lot of kids around him. But I was thinking about the donkey, where Jesus Christ is exactly the same. When Jesus Christ took the donkey and he was on the donkey and the donkey was walking, what he was thinking about, what I have to learn from the donkey. Now I'm learning from the donkey, actually. Number one, no matter my circumstances, like the donkey, I was created for a purpose. The donkey, if I took the position of the donkey said, I'm a donkey. It's nothing what I have to do. I have nothing to do in my life. But finally, He found a position, a good position. What is a position? A position of a donkey who Jesus Christ, that the donkey that Zacharias from 400 years ago, he said, Jesus Christ will take the donkey. Oh, this is me. This is myself. I am the donkey. Then whatever, no matter your circumstances, Jesus Christ creates you for a purpose. Number two. Whatever is tying me down, guilt and anxiety, worry, addictions, pain, loss, I have to take a step to untie it before God can use me to my full purpose. I remember that when they came yesterday with a donkey or with a horse, and it was like tied a little bit, and then they lose it, everything, he has to walk. I think the donkey was very happy at that moment. Yeah, finally, I have the freedom. Exactly, I am the donkey that Jesus Christ gave me the freedom. Why I have to be anxious, for example? Why I am tied with earthly things? Why I am very not happy? That's why I have to learn also from this donkey that I have to lose everything from myself. Even though I might be wild, crazy, and stubborn sometimes, God can use me in an amazing way. He really was very, yesterday I saw the donkey, was very, very nervous because there's a lot of people around him. But finally, the woman, she brought the donkey, she kissed the horse, okay, and the horse came calm. You can imagine that only if I wanted to be calm, I will go and let Jesus Christ kiss me. I will be calm. You can imagine. That's why I have to come to the church like often, and I have to come under the feet of Jesus Christ and said, please God, kiss me. I wanted to go in your bosom. That's why I will feel calm and I will feel very warm. It will be very warm too. Number four, whatever touches the love of God is changed immediately for the better. And it's exactly what happened yesterday. Just as the woman touched the horse and kissed the horse, she was the horse, then she became very good. And it was very calm. And finally, when I untie things that hold me back from God's destiny for my life, I can be free to live a full and satisfying life. Again, one of our early fathers say, Palm Sunday marks the entry of Jesus into Jerusalem, but he entered in humility, not in pomp and power, to humble ourselves and make our souls the garments that we spread before him. This is the greeting he desires and says like that. And we have to, again, to remember to sing today all together with our kids when we go home. Remember to say together with our palms, Hosanna to God in the highest. Blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord, and glory be to God forever. Amen.
Today the prophecies are fulfilled from the prophecies and the proverbs. Zechariah prophesied and said a prophecy about Jesus Becheres, O Jephes Marot in Jeviot Nemeshirinem Bebnevmaeth Oem Tetere.
We believe in one God, God the Father, the Pantocrator, creator of heaven and earth, all things seen and unseen. We believe in one Lord, Jesus Christ, the only begotten Son of God, begotten of the Father before all ages, light of light, true God, begotten, not created, of one essence with the Father, by whom all things were made, who for us men and for our salvation came down from heaven, was incarnate of the Holy Spirit and of the Virgin Mary, and became man. And he was crucified for us under Pontius Pilate, suffered and was buried, and the third day he rose from the dead, according to the Scriptures, ascended to the heavens, sits at the hand of his Father.
He is coming again in his glory to judge the living and the dead,
whose kingdom shall have no end. Yes, we believe in the Holy Spirit, the Lord, the giver of life, who proceeds from the Father, whom the Father and the Son is worshipped and glorified, who spoke by the prophets, and in one holy Catholic Apostolic Church, we confess on baptism for the remission of sins. We look for the resurrection of the dead and the life of the age to come. Amen.
Schlele Flogison.
Ebi Brusfkestasite.
Es moirene pa.